Central, I'm Alex Riddell with the Wide World of Sports update. North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson says they want to make amends this weekend for last week's disappointing loss to Geelong. North take on Hawthorn on Sunday at Marvel Stadium, with both teams yet to record a win. Clarkson says he's expecting a fierce contest between two sides who have their backs against the wall.
We would have liked to have done better down at Geelong. They would have liked to have done better against Gold Coast. We both get an opportunity to do that. But when you come up against really, really good sides, sometimes, geez, I actually rate St Kilda's a pretty good side, but they were made to look inept last night. It can happen in the game to the very, very best sides, let alone the ones that are in a program where they're trying to get some wins on the board.
Brisbane coach Chris Fagan is defending the club using the good character clause at the tribunal to allow Charlie Cameron to be able to play Geelong tomorrow. The Lions forward had a rough conduct charge for a tackle on Jagalava downgraded to a fine. Fagan says the good character clause wasn't the only thing that freed Cameron.
When you go to the tribunal, you use everything at your disposal to try and free up your player, which every club does. And if a bloke's got a good record, he's played 200 games and he's never been suspended for a match, he would at least give that a mention, I think. Otherwise, you'd be remiss in your duty to that player.
To the NRL, Gold Coast Titans coach Des Hasler isn't giving any extra thought to facing his old club tomorrow. Hasler was sacked by the Manly Sea Eagles after an ugly fallout with club management in 2022, but he says he's more interested in getting the Titans on the board with their first victory.
Well, if you look at the way we started, a win's the biggest meaning for us at the moment, and Manly have been playing pretty good footy. They've been pretty consistent.
Raiders coach Ricky Stewart believes the long-term signing of Ethan Strange will help set up the club's future. The rookie 5'8 will stay in the nation's capital until at least the end of 2028. Stewart says he can now start to build a long-term partnership with halfback Jamal Fogarty.
It gives them a chance now to find some cohesion and learn how to play together. A few of these boys and that are coming through have won together, played together, and it's an important part of their development.
Manly local George Pitter is enjoying a dream run at the Margaret River Pro. The wildcard has defeated fellow Aussie Liam O'Brien to move into the quarterfinals, where a showdown with world number one Griffin Colapinto awaits. Pitter says he's lapping up the experience of competing at the highest level.
It just feels good to put a few heats together on this level and I don't know, just keep the ball rolling. It's pretty crazy that I'm in a quarter final. I'm tripping.
That audio thanks to WSL. Lani Pallister and Ariane Titmus have recorded the fastest times in the 400-metre freestyle heats at the Australian Open Championships. In the A-League, the premiership hopes of Wellington Phoenix will be on the line tonight when the side faces the Newcastle Jets in Newcastle. I'm Alex Riddell, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.